It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here with Ronnie Thompson, Senior VP of Engineering from Quark. Quark is a major player in the dynamic publishing industry. Ronnie, I understand you've been active with WPF and Silverlight. Tell me.
So we're making a significant investment in WPF and Silverlight going forward on new products. We are, as you mentioned, a leader in the space, dynamic publishing. A lot of our users are creative graphic design professionals who want to be able to create both static and highly interactive content, and we see Silverlight as being one of the dominant standard for rich internet applications, and we want to make it easy for our design community to be able to create Silverlight applications. So we have been investing heavily in Silverlight in all of our technologies so that our design community can have access to this technology in an easy way, in a way that doesn't involve them having to be programmers, but they can use their design skills and create something that's very visual, very interactive. Going forward and be able to deploy that application in traditional print formats or on the internet, to mobile devices, whatever format you want to choose. We have been adopting WPF as the development paradigm for the products going forward. So we are designing our new products and redesigning our existing products to be WPF enabled, so that we can really accelerate our development velocity, be more productive in deploying applications going forward.
Okay, so WPF is the design environment that you're moving towards, and Silverlight is the output of the designer's work.
Right.
Okay, so ultimately, what's the customer benefit of going in these directions?
Well, what we see with WPF, for example, is a very productive environment for people to develop applications. It's very well integrated into the complete suite of applications and development environments that Microsoft provide. Our engineering group can really produce things much faster than they can in many other technologies that they've used in the past. So the benefit to us is it just improves our productivity significantly. For our customers, in being able to produce Silverlight, Silverlight is becoming pervasive on the web. Many desktop environments globally have Silverlight installed. Being able to give our customers the ability to design highly interactive, very rich graphical content and be able to deploy that to a very large global audience is a significant productivity boost to them.
So, Ronnie, what advice would you give other technical leaders and software companies that are looking to get into WPF, maybe Silverlight?
Right. What I'd recommend is a good place to start is MSDN with Microsoft. There's a huge amount of information there, sample code, snippets, wizards for how to do stuff. A lot of the experts, the engineering experts within Microsoft themselves are publishing content all the time to MSDN, making it available. We basically just rolled up our sleeves and got in there and started building from the ground up. And
good.
We were able to move pretty quickly because of all of this wealth of information that's made available.
Okay. Well, what's next? What's the next wave?
I think the next thing for us is clearly to move to Windows Azure. All of our, like many companies and customers, most of our customers are really eyeing software as a service delivery, wanting to see us move to that delivery mode. And so the next big innovation for us is to take our dynamic publishing solution and our creative graphic design solutions and basically figure out how should these solutions be offered as a software as a service and something delivered globally to our customer base. So that's the next big thing for us.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, thank you very much for sharing your ideas with us today.
Thank you.